Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello, good day on this wonderful Wednesday. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where you are in the nation and in the world. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. As in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Love to talk about food, healthy food, food that's good for you, food that's good for your brain, good for your heart, good for your immune system. And today specifically, we're going to be talking about four healthy fish you should eat. The reason being is because it helps you. It helps you with your health, and that is our goal. Our goal is to be healthy, to maintain our health, and to do the best we can with what we have, the resources that we have. And there's so many available to us. It's just a matter of finding out which ones are the right ones for us, utilizing them, applying it to our lives, and reaping the benefits. So four healthy fish you should eat. But before I go into that, I just want to remind everyone of something that you should always remember when choosing between wild-caught or farm-raised fish. You're probably wondering, what's the difference? Some people don't even know. I'll go to the supermarket and I'll have, you know, I'm looking at the fish and you know, I'll see even an older lady, old enough to be my mother, maybe grandmother. What's the difference? Some people just really don't know. And if we're not informed, if we don't search it out for ourselves, it's not like they tell you on the package, farm-raised fish, this is what it means. It's raised in a tank and fed pink pellets if it's salmon. They're not going to tell you that. A wild-caught comes from the ocean. There is nothing adulterated about it. That's not what's on the package. What's on the package is simply this, wild-caught or farm-raised. And it may tell you the nation, the location of where it comes from, whether it comes from Canada or Mexico or Ecuador or, you know, USA, Atlantic, or Alaskan. You know, it all depends on where it's from. That's, it'll tell you the location of where the fish is originated from. So when choosing between wild-caught and farm-raised, always, 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 and I mean always, go with wild-caught. Because just like factory farmland animals, farmed fish are kept in crowded cages and given feed that contains chemicals, antibiotics, and pesticides. Yeah, it doesn't sound right for a fish to be given chemicals, antibiotics, and pesticides, but it's the truth, and that's what happens. They're in these tanks, and, you know, cages and in the water, and they're fed a certain diet. And then there's the mercury part. Mercury is a toxic contaminant present in sea animals. So human exposure to high levels of this hazardous element can impair the nervous system or the brain and even the heart. That's not something we want to do. First of all, we need our heart as we look to this Heart Health Month. Because it's the lifeblood of our entire being. If our hearts are not pumping, then we're not alive. It's just that simple. And we've got the brain, which operates everything. It's like the battery, the solar battery in our bodies that, you know, never goes out. Our nervous system. We need to keep that intact. So it's extremely important, especially for children, women of childbearing age, and pregnant women, to be extra careful about how much and what kind of fish to consume. So the recommended weekly fish intake for most of us is about 8 ounces. And for young children or women carrying a child, trying to get pregnant or breastfeeding, stick to no more than 12 ounces of low mercury fish per week. So you're probably saying, well, what is low mercury fish? You have to know the fish that, you know, there's low mercury in it. I'm going to tell you about four of them today. But, you know, just keep that in mind. That is something that's very important. Once again, mercury is very toxic contaminant present in sea animals, and high levels of it impairs our nervous system, our brain, and our heart. And so we want to keep those three and everything else very, very healthy. So with that in mind, let's talk about these four of the healthiest options, all of which contain very low levels of mercury. And the first is my favorite, wild Alaskan salmon. It's high in omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin E, and calcium. Wonderful for children growing, right? Wild-caught Alaskan salmon packs a healthy punch, indeed. When selecting a fillet, make sure the meat is bright red and the fat marks are thin. This indicates it was wild-caught and not farmed. So that's another tip for you to determine whether it's wild-caught or not. If it's not labeled, well, you know, one of the simplest things to do is just to ask, ask the butchers, not meat, but ask the individual behind the counter who is serving you the fish, ask him or her, could be a her as well, where the fish come from? Where does it come from? So ask them where it comes from. Ask them what type of fish it is, if it's, you know, it's wild caught. They'll be able to tell you its orientation. If they are, you know, doing the right thing, if they know their job, they should be able to give you all of that information. And if they don't know it, there should be a manager there that they can ask and then give you that information. Knowledge is power. So just know that wild Alaskan salmon is one of the best and the healthiest options of fish that you can ever consume with very low levels of mercury. Again, omega-3 fatty acids are very high in Alaskan salmon. Vitamin E and calcium keeps you younger, longer. Your brain and your heart keeps them very healthy. And if you are not able to purchase the Alaskan salmon, you know, fresh or it's challenging for you, you can purchase the canned salmon. Just my other tip is never, ever, ever get fish in tomato sauce in a can. Okay, if you're going to get the fish, get it in water only. Could be salt water, but plain water only in the can from the can. Add your own seasonings to it if you want to add some tomato sauce or any type of other seasoning. Do that on your own. It's always best when you know what's going into your food as opposed to purchasing it from a can. Not only that, tomatoes are very acidic, and it breaks down the lining in the can. So you want to just purchase the or consume any type of canned fish in water only. Lay off the oil. The oil is not good. It's a vegetable oil and all other kind of crap they put in the can. You don't want that either. So just get it in water, add your own extra virgin olive oil, your garlic, your onion, your salt, sea salt, and black pepper. And there you have it. It's a very scrumptious meal. Just like the next one I'm going to talk about, sardines. Sardines have vitamin B12 and protein that make fresh sardines great for the immune system. Wonderful for this time of the year, of course. Great for your nervous system and great for your brain. It's brain food. They say, oh, fish is brain food. Well, yeah, it is. And they're really, really, really flavorful to boot. So get yourself some sardines. Once again, extra virgin olive oil and garlic and sea salt and maybe some black pepper. You don't have to. I like to put hot peppers in my fish, whether it's jalapeno or scotch bonnet or, you know, any kind of hot pepper. Or whether it's cayenne, not necessarily like cayenne for fish, but sometimes I'll put it in there. And, you know, you have yourself a wonderful meal that you built yourself. Not that someone built for you out of a container or a can, but something that you can be proud to say, you know what, I put this together, it's flavorful, it's fresh, And I know what's in it. So your wild Alaskan salmon, full of omega-3s, vitamin E and calcium, and your sardines, wonderful for B12 and protein. Once again, great for your immune system. Here is the third fish that you want to consider with very low levels of mercury, but one of the healthiest options that you can consume. Anchovies, loaded with potassium and omega-3s. Anchovies help promote healthy heart function. Talking about Heart Health Month, it's just wonderful to eat what's best for our heart, which is the lifeblood of our entire being. Be sure to enjoy these little guys in moderation, though, because they're high in sodium. So if you're thinking about, hoo-hoo, get me some anchovies, yes, indeed, high in sodium. So you want to just level off. If you are, here's another tip for you. If you are ever in the arena of consuming too much sodium, get a ripe banana. Get a ripe banana and just nosh on that. That will balance out your potassium to sodium levels, which is a huge imbalance in most Americans. So if you feel that you've just overdone it with the sodium, grab yourself a ripe banana and there you go. Balance it out. That's definitely necessary. So you've got your wild Alaskan salmon, you've got your sardines, and you've got your anchovies, which are loaded with potassium, but be careful because of the sodium. So the last, but certainly not least, is hake, a member of the cod family. This meaty white fish is rich in B vitamins and phosphorus and can help improve blood pressure and reduce cholesterol. Now, do you or someone you know have issues or challenges with high blood pressure or high cholesterol? You want to get yourself some hake. And that's a fish. Once again, it's in the cod family. It's the meaty white fish, high in B vitamins and phosphorus, which is wonderful for your blood pressure and cholesterol. So as simple as that was, it just is. Those four fish are the healthiest options, very low in mercury. And you want to make sure that when you're consuming these fish, once again, you want to get yourself the wild-caught fish. Wild-caught. Wild-caught, not farm-raised. Mentioning the salmon again. They, you know, raise them in tanks and feed them pink pellets because they're farm-raised. And they get that natural dark pink reddish color from the sea. It's just their natural being. But if they're in a tank, they turn gray. And who wants to eat gray salmon? Not natural. Probably definitely not healthy. So they feed them pink pellets. And then you have your pink salmon. But once again, the key to look out for, just make sure that the veins are very small, very thin. You want to make sure you're getting yourself about 8 ounces. And that's if you're getting fillet, make sure that it's bright red and that the fat marks are very thin. And so that will just tell you that that is definitely a wild-caught salmon and not a farm-raised salmon. So once again, the best is from Alaska. And if you're, it's difficult for you to get it. You don't feel as if you're going to get the right thing. You can go online. There are very many resources that you can go to where they ship you the salmon direct to your home, or you can just purchase the salmon out of a can. And those are your choices. So I hope these four fish you will consume more of helps you with your brain, with your nervous system, with your immune system, and with your heart. If your heart is not pumping, folks, you're not living. So get into the wild-caught fish that's going to help you and keep you stronger and younger longer. All right, moving on to Wednesday's word, which comes to us today from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, overcome temptation. Overcome temptation. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verse 11. When temptations come, let me suggest that you ask God for strength. and also to show you the way he has prepared for your escape. One other word of counsel. Be very sure that you do not deliberately place yourself in a position to be tempted. All of us are not subjected to the same weaknesses and temptations. To one, alcohol may be the temptation. To another, it may be impure thoughts and acts. To another, greed and covetousness. To another, criticism and an unloving attitude. Regardless of what it may be sure that Satan will tempt you at your weak point, not the strong. Our Lord has given us an example of how to overcome the devil's temptations. When he was tempted in the wilderness, he defeated Satan every time by the use of the Bible. And that's today's word. God bless you all on this wonderful Wednesday, middle of the week. It means we're halfway through. And on that note, I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm on Pinterest as well. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, folks. God bless you, and bye-bye.